The audio content you're about to listen to is created by Submissive Shy Goth
and Lilith Morningstar.
All rights reserved. Enjoy.
Ah, finally here. Took your sweet time getting here. Yeah, I'm just playing with you. It is fun seeing what kind of cover-up story you can make up for your lateness. Did your dog eat your bus pass or something like that? Sit down, I'll be right back with you. Here, I made some coffee before you arrived, but it might be a little cold by now. And this lady here by my side is my assistant.
Hi, I'm Shy. Nice to meet you.
She has just graduated and decided to take after me. She aims to become a teacher, too.
That's right. Miss Lilith has left quite the impression on me, and I would love to follow in her steps.
Oh, isn't she just the sweetest? Anyways, I have decided to give her some tips. Train her a bit before she tries teaching by herself.
She's been helping me for some years now, actually. Ever since she decided on it, like 3 years ago or something around that?
In that range, yes. I couldn't be happier with her. She has progressed very well so far. In these years, I have taught her almost everything I know. How to impose authority, but still be seen as the nice teacher. How to deal with unruly classes. The four methods of teaching and the severe importance of positive reinforcement to those that are doing well. And, as she is my best student, I made her very acquainted with my ways of positive reinforcement. Haven't you, darling?
Yes, I do my best to learn from you as best as I can. I have adopted some of her techniques in some private classes I've been trying my hands on. And the results are astounding, to say the least.
Not only that, my cynicism rubbed off on her as well. You should have seen what a pretty princess she looked like before meeting me. All dark and gloomy now. Not one complaint, though. The goth look suits her very well.
Back on the subject, she taught me this. If they get a B, say a nice word to them. If they get a B+, give them a pat on the back.
An A, you have earned a kiss on your cheek. An A+, we might just become BFFs.
I still remember when Miss Lilith gave me a kiss on the cheek. Instant crush on her.
And while I have been tutoring her, I've shown that having a little fun with your students every once in a while is not the end of the world. But you must be wondering, why am I telling you all of this? As much as it pains me to say this, my assistant here knows almost everything I do at this point. I'm running out of things to teach. But she brought something up to me. Why don't you explain it?
Right. So I've been exploring new teaching methods and things to make classes more fun. See what is new in the learning field. And I learned something very interesting. It's called an inverted classroom, in which you, the student, would study, learn a subject, and act like a teacher, trying to teach me and your colleagues about it. It works wonders in current trials, but me and Miss Lilith have had our doubts about it.
The Pavlovian method has worked really well so far, so I am a bit reluctant to change my approach. However, TA brought to my attention the fact that during my private classes, this method would be extra beneficial. Let's be honest. It is hard to take control of my hands when I am shrouded by the teacher role. It kind of just makes me assume a leading role by default.
As I have learned in the past during my PhD, role-playing can really change the attitude of someone and bring out sides that they would have never have done as themselves. Like taking the mantle of others breaks inhibitions. acting like you're someone's sister, like a slutty best friend, a crazed girlfriend, a sex slave, a supervillain, an intrepid warrior, a gorgeous elf, a powerful goddess, a cum-addicted succubus.
I think he gets it, love. Oh,
sorry, I just got caught up on listing tropes. TDLR, taking roles makes it easier to explore other sides of yourself.
But by giving my dear student the opportunity to teach something to me, anything they would like, taking the mantle of teacher for themselves.
It would be easier to take a dominant role. So far, it worked well.
Worked well? This girl here can't even ask me for a cup of water without blushing. But, as my teacher, well, she made me do so many things for her. Dirty, dirty things that you would never have imagined to hear from such a sweet, shy girl. And you, as my current favorite student, will be a perfect candidate for us to test this once again, because if I can remember right, I had to almost force you to fuck my face last time.
So, that's the gist of what we'd like to practice today. Are you up for it?
So, my dear sexy teacher, what would you like to teach your two slutty students? We would do anything for extra credit.
Why don't we undress? It might make him more imaginative.
Come here, Shy. Kneel down for him. If we ask real nice, I'm sure he's gonna help us.
Yes. Can I take off your pants, sir? Thank you. Oh.
Wow. See, I told you he had a nice cock.
So hard already.
Enough to make my mouth water, and yours too, I'm sure. Open your mouth. Show him how wet it is. See? She is salivating. Mm-hmm. Her mouth wants your cock so bad.
It looks and smells so good. Please, sir, can I have it?
Don't be so mean to her. Are you going to keep her waiting? You're not sure that she's ready? Now that you mention it, she sure has a hunger for it. But what about skill?
Use her fingers on me first?
Good idea, sir. Let's call it a test. If she can handle my fingers playing around in her mouth, then maybe she gets to gag on your cock. Open wide. Ooh. How wet and warm her mouth is. Just trailing my fingers along her tongue, lightly squeezing it with my hand. Her tongue is so soft. Look at how much she squirms from my hand alone. Do you like it, Shy?
Yes, I like it. Can I have more, please? I want to show that I can do it.
So eager, too. Okay, let's say 3 fingers. Oh, yes. What a dirty, skilled girl. 3 fingers in her mouth, no problem. Even while spreading them, she keeps hungrily licking. Look at her panties, sir. It's so wet, too.
You can see that.
Your panties are soaked. Let me take them off of you. And put my other hand down there. Wow. My are just coated with her dripping cunt.
God, this makes me so horny. Please, sir, I passed the test, right? Not yet. Fuck. What else can I do?
Not much, darling. We just need to test how deep you can take it. How about I switch hands now? Get ready, darling. Relax your throat and breathe deeply.
Oh God. Yeah,
I would say that she passed with flying colors. And you know what I say.
Always reward a student that deserves it.
Go on. Have a taste of his cock, then.
Oh, yes. Oh, your cock is so good, sir. I love your taste. Oh, yes, I'll take it deeper.
Now, everyone knows a good girl who loves to gag on cocks can't use her hands. So, I am going to tie them. Your own soaked panties might do the trick. I loved the face you made when tasting your own pussy. It made me curious to have a bit for myself. Can I give her this treat, sir?
Thank you.
I have the perfect idea. Lie down on that table, hanging your head over the side with your legs wide open.
Okay. Like this?
Just like that. Good girl.
What now?
You know what happens. Pussy is as good as ever. She is sweet like honey, sir.
Like that.
You need to taste some of it later.
Like that.
She rarely asks for something.
Thank you. You're very good at that. You two make me dizzy.
Just enjoy it, darling. Keep playing with this ball. That is the easy part.
It's so good. Right there. Right in my clit. Feeling so warm.
Today he's gonna teach you something new. Something I know very well.
What is it?
Shall we move on, sir? I suppose I can leave your pussy alone for a while.
I was so close.
Oh, don't worry. It will just make it that much better later. So, how do you want to do that, sir? Yes, I think this table can hold both of us. I want to lay on top of you, darling. Is that okay?
Yes.
Like this.
Oh, your tits are soft, pressing right on my nipples. It feels really good.
I'm glad. It's about to get better. You, get their cock over here now. She did a good job making it wet. She is such a good girl. Looking at your balls again. She knows just what you need. Fuck, I want more. So good. Oh, I love this cock. Okay. Sorry, sir. We don't want you to come early. Shy, open your mouth. He's gonna face fuck you now. Don't worry. I'll be here to give you moral support.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
See? I knew she could take it all. Her slutty mouth was so wet. And she likes it.
Please, again.
Look at that. She can swallow all of it. Stretching her needy throat.
Yes, again. My throat pulge.
What a good girl. Begging to have her mouth filled. You're doing great, love. I wonder if I bite on her neck, can you feel it on your cock?
What?
It won't be a hard bite. Only one way to find out. Yep. Hilt your cock all the way in there. Let's see. My God, look at her squirming. And you too. You can feel that? Okay, let her breathe.
Holy shit. That was way more hot than I expected.
Great. Want it again?
Yes, please.
Of course, love. Hilt it in her throat. And then I can give some love bites on her neck. Feeling you both twitch in pleasure. You're shivering. You're gonna come? Right down her throat? Then do it. Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm glad you liked it.
Can you taste some of them yet?
A bit. Most of it went down your throat, though.
Now, sir, if it isn't too much to ask, could you fuck my pussy, please? I need it. Please. I need to come, please.
Me too, but don't worry. He will help us out. Look at his cock, still hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Just go behind us and choose your hole. Two pussies, one over another.
Your clit rubbing on mine. I'm already so close.
Who goes first? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, lucky me. Fuck my pussy then. It's been so wet from watching her play with your cock.
Fuck. I can feel a bit of it too. That makes you clear up on mine.
Don't come yet.
So good.
You want to feel his cock, didn't you, right?
Yes.
Good girl. Like that. Oh, fuck my tight cunt. Ooh. Put your thumb over my tight ass and rub it. Oh, yes. You should see her face. She's blushing so hard. Take your cock out. Give her some of it.
Oh, God. It went in so easy. So warm, too.
Well, it was inside me 1 second ago.
That's so dirty. Again, please.
Oh, back to me. Fuck, I love this. The only thing better than making a good boy get dirty is doing it to a good girl. And don't you dare stop fucking us. Oh, don't come yet.
What do you do? Come inside me. I want you to breathe me. I'm your dirty girl. So naughty.
Fuck, I'm gonna come. Don't stop. Yes, keep like that. My clit is rubbing on hers. Don't stop. Fuck yes. You two are the best students ever.
Fuck, straight back in my... fuck, I'm close to... seeing Miss Lilith come on your cock. It was so good. Oh, please make me come too. Oh, shove that cock in me. And drain me like a good little slut. Please, sir, I need it. Yes, kiss me, Miss Lilith. I need you to. That's it.
Don't pass that
off. Was there...
Come inside the cunt.
Yes, do it. I'm coming.
Feel ashamed, darling. You did great.
Well, I guess this is some good data at least. He did take a commanding role exceptionally well.
That he did. But the foundations of science lie in repetition.
Make an experiment multiple times to prove that it wasn't just a fluke.
Exactly. You two performed very well, and we made a great team together. So, I expect you two here next week again, is that clear?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the help, sir. I look forward to seeing you again.
Hey, if you made it this far in the audio, leave me a comment and let me know what you liked. It really, really helps.